Today I awoke from a dream. It was a revelation. Almost Patmosian, whatever that means, but that's evidently another story. It began with some standard bullshit fight with evil. In this case, an apparently all-powerful hooded and cloaked figure. We fled. Yes, we. I was not alone. But there's no escape. You're on the tee, but there's nowhere to tee the ball up. You're trying to pack, but the chaos is too great. You can't remember where you parked the car. The birds come over, but the gun falls apart. The train is late or it doesn't stop. Your hands are too big, the world is too small. You don't mean to plunge the knife under the waiter's ribs, but somehow you do. You push on the foot brake as hard as you can, but the car keeps rolling slowly forwards, onto the track or backwards over the cliff. Well, it wasn't one of those. It was the final showdown, the final confrontation between good and evil. He caught up, the Wraith. He was strong, too strong to defeat in hand to hand. We tried everything. It all boiled down and expanded out and up into a sort of pilot wings video game over a circus site. Gila Liberté gone mad, canvas and people, and towering smoke arches, and juggling capsules and catching knives and teamwork and comrades, and it was complicated and exhausting, but we won the day. We stood, exhausted but triumphant, smiling at one another, clasping forearms and hugging like bad Shakespearean actors. But then we looked up and around. They were gathering anew above us, darkening the sky. Hordes and hordes, too many to count, poised to attack. Overwhelming odds. Against we happy few, we band of brothers. We were prepared to die, almost relieved to have given our all. When just out of sight, to my right, just beyond the periphery of my vision, like a raging bonfire in a high wind, someone spoke. A voice like Atticus Finch. "Begone," the fire, forward oblique voice ordained. It brooked no rebuttal. The hordes dissolved, and all around the circus tents, open saloon cars full of bad guys milled around to make their escape, skidding in the mud. But there was nowhere to run. It was over.